Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boom 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Top of the morning to you. If you think finding me pot of gold is lucky, wait till you see the treasure trove at TC Trailers. Over 300 beauties sitting there, ready to roll. Flatbeds, goosenecks, dump trailers, you name it. And Big Tim Maple, a giant of a man with deals so big, even a leprechaun can't resist. Plus, they've got a repair shop, a parts store, and financing. So no excuses, lads and lassies. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you ain't pulling your weight. TC-trailers.com.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
All right, rolling back into Party Line with a little bit of America, Lonely People, here on 1570 WILO, 96.9, 102.7 Boone. Glad to be with you on this Tuesday, and watch out for the tacos or the tornadoes, whatever the case may be. According to the National Weather Service, may have some isolated showers and thunderstorms later today. Some could be severe, so just keep an eye out on that. It is Storm Preparedness Week. Deemed by the governor, and so make sure that you stay connected and stay prepared, as we were talking about with Russ a little bit ago. Want to again thank all of our sponsors making Party Line happen each and every day. TC Trailers, Ivy Tech Community College, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals, save money now 24/7, we love bigdeals.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Your free local online newspapers. And speaking of Carroll County, that covers both Delphi and Flora, we have Mayor Cameron Yates joining us this morning. Good morning, Mayor Yates. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you over in Clinton County today?
Hey, we're doing well. I think kind of one of those scenarios that, you know, it's Tuesday and we got this weather preparedness week, and I think the good Lord's going to let us test that out today. Could be some crazy weather coming. So
he is, and I'm thankful that we did this at 9 because we're actually doing our tornado siren test at 10.
So yeah.
I thought, my goodness, can you imagine if we had that in the background while we're trying to have a discussion?
Can you imagine what social media would be? People would be blowing up that there's something happening. There's a raid in Delphi. Something's going on. It's crazy. it would be all over social media to only find out that it was just a warning. So, well, speaking of that, are you guys uniquely prepared? I mean, you know, Delphi. We live on the north side of Clinton County, and we kind of get some of that Carroll County weather. Carroll's kind of been nailed a few times the last few years, with the unsettled weather patterns.
We have, I'll tell you, my first 2 years, it seems like this time of year we get hit with something. So last year, I had planned on surprising our band in Florida. They were fortunate enough to perform at Universal Studios, and I thought, you know what? What a good time for me to take a break, get some windshield time. I'm going to go down and surprise them. pop in on them and watch them perform. The night before we had what we thought was a tornado, it ended up being, I don't know what they classified it, but it wasn't a tornado. We had the National Weather Service here for the full day. I was riding out with them, but you just never know. And we've had two or three events since I've started that they're eye-opening. So we've worked on some things to make sure that we're trying to have things prepared if something catastrophic does hit. But, yeah, it's Indiana, right? You never know. You might get a tornado one day. You might get a blizzard the next. That's just kind of the lay of the land where we're at.
Well, as you well know, my first experience of Indiana was Delphi. I lived in Delphi almost a year with the Wilson family and the Bradford family, and on Front Street there with the Wilson family, over on Cottage Street with the Bradford family. And as I was kind of navigating, I was a youth pastor over here. I was living over there, coming, driving back and forth. And one of my very first summer experiences, I think I moved here on July 7th of 1983, and it was just one of those thunderstorms, Indiana thunderstorms. And of course, being from the South, we get those. But I was sitting on the front porch, and it was coming through, and I was just going to enjoy watching, kind of listening to the rain, smell the rain, and just at about that time, boom, and then thunderclap, the lightning flash, and then the wind just picked up all of a sudden, and it was like, all right, I'm going inside.
Have you noticed that the storms in Indiana, they're intense. They're not the little let's relax and watch the rain anymore. You better buckle up, because when they show up, they show up.
Oh, you're so right. I mean, you are spot on. And it shocked me. And I went back and said, hey, is this what a thunderstorm's like in Indiana? And they said, yeah, kind of is. I said, it'll definitely bring some excitement to life. And it has ever since. We've had some incredible storms over the years, and both figuratively and literally. Let's talk Delphi. As we head into spring, what's going on? What's some of the big things that you got planned for the spring season?
So we are preparing for our busy season, right? We had our Delphi Main Street Met last night. Our wonderful board that has all the events downtown, they're preparing for all the summer events. And I think we approved in the Board of Works that our Delphi Main Street Market Days, it's been a big hit. We'll start that coming up in May, the third Saturday in May. Our Main Street does a wonderful job of promoting Delphi and bringing people to Delphi, and our businesses, they love that. And it's neat to see. I often take a step back and go, wow, look how busy our streets are on a Friday night or just during the day or a weekend. People eating, going to our parks, going to our events. So we're getting ready for all those events. And, of course, construction season's here. It's like the spring flower of Indiana. It's construction season. We have barricades up, so a lot of projects getting ready to kick off. Just the busy time. But our Main Street board met last night, and they got a lot of things coming at us, and we love that. They are a wonderful group that puts their heart into it, and just like our businesses, that's what they do, right? They live their business, and they do a wonderful job. They dedicate every day to making sure that they're successful, and we certainly want to help them. So we're excited, hopefully good weather, but do want to mention the State Road 25 bridge closure that we closed last Monday. That's going to be closed until November. That's the projected date. We hope that stays online. But that's a little bit of a detour coming into Delphi. If you're familiar with Dairy Queen, it's the old 25.
Oh, yeah, Pizza Hut and Dairy Queen, yep.
Yeah, so that's closed. NDOT is doing a bridge reconstruction, meaning they're tearing the bridge completely out, and it'll be a new bridge when finished. But the detour is probably the simplest detour in the state of Indiana, to be honest with you. You can go down to 421 and come right into Delphi. It's not a 20-mile-long detour. It's a very short detour because, obviously, that road connects to the heartland. So we're urging semis and dump trucks to stay on the detoured route. We've had, most cities to be expected, last week was chaos, right? We had semis in the city. We had dump trucks everywhere, and we don't want to jam up our city. We want to continue our businesses to have spots to park. We just want to keep the flow throughout the city. So just wanted to make sure I threw that out there.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Of course, because the last year, the senior year of my second grandson, We had games that ended up at Carroll, and it just seemed like Carroll County was kind of cut off from the rest of the country a few years ago because of all the detours and all the crazy construction. But you guys have got the bridge work going to happen there. That's just going to make things better and safer. And Delphi, you know, used to be kind of that pass through on the way to the Indiana Beach, but a lot of people stopping and eating. You got some great eateries there.
We do, and it's neat. We just hosted the sectionals for boys basketball, and it was neat to see going into some of these restaurants having all those teams in there, right? We had Western Boone. We had North Montgomery. Just several different teams visiting our city and our school, and sure enough, you walk into a couple of our restaurants, and it seems like they brought the whole city. So, yeah, it's a neat to have that opportunity to where you don't just drive through a city and just see the historic buildings. We have a lot of neat restaurants. And, again, if you leave Delphi hungry, it's your own fault. We have a wide variety of restaurants that you can stop at. And on your way to Lafayette or Monticello, Clinton County, same with Clinton County. If you go through Frankfort, my goodness, there's all kinds of places to eat. So we're certainly trying to attract people to our city, and that's all because of a lot of hard work that's went into it. And we're glad that people are stopping and seeing what we have to offer.
Yeah, we created back years ago, golly, this has been 15, 20 years ago, part of the team that created Stay Another Day, and we were trying to convince folks through social media and websites and do a lot of promotion that, right, you know, that if you're going to go to Purdue University and drop off your kid, or if you're going to Indiana Beach, hey, why don't you stay another day and visit Delphi or Frankfort or or Logansport. And you know what? It was really a success. That was about the time that Dan McCain was working really diligently on the canal and the Canal Center and all of that. And we started doing a lot of. We were meeting at the Canal Center right after it was open, and brought a lot of folks in from the state. And it was really kind of cool. It was very cool. But you know, economic development, tourism, all of those things play a part in everyday life on a regular basis, and you get to be right in the middle of it. It's got to be exciting for you. Are you there, Cameron? I think we must have lost Mayor Yates, so maybe that's him calling back. We'll see.
Hey, I'm back. Hey,
okay, there you go. I'm just talking away thinking you're listening, but anyway, appreciate you calling back. I know the atmosphere may not be so kind to us today because of all the instability in the weather. But what I was saying the opportunity for economic development and tourism when we had that Stay Another Day program, it really did drive folks, and then people start looking at, hey, you know what? Yeah, let's take a few hours and go visit the Canal Museum, or let's go. Go over to Logansport and check out the carousel, or let's go down to Frankfort and see the Red Barn. They got the Red Barn Theater's got a play tonight. So it does help in when you can cross promote and you can kind of come together regionally to also market and promote your area.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, if you think about it, we're in between Big Ten University and Fort Wayne, right? Mm-hmm. So like you said, you wake up on a Saturday, not much to do. Let's go take a cruise. We'll start at this county and just kind of work our way through. And each county is unique, and each city is unique that they have their offerings. So we love the fact that, you know, maybe they'll start here in Delphi and check everything out, but venture over to Frankfort or Logansport and just kind of see everything each city has to offer. And that is the biggest part of our economic drive is tourism, bringing people to our city and checking out our history and everything that we have to offer. So, yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, Cameron. You know, I think that that's one of the reasons I fell in love with Indiana is because of all of the charm of the different towns and the festivals. And we're going to talk a little bit about festivals coming up. But it draws you in that you actually ended up, you know, I ended up living here as a transplant. But housing is a big issue. It's a big topic throughout the state. And really throughout the nation. I was talking to folks, counterparts in other parts of the country, and they're all having some of the same issues. Housing is definitely on the forefront of trying to, you know, solve it. And
absolutely,
it's going to take a lot of partners to solve that, because it can't just be public and it can't just be private, but the public-private opportunities. So how do you see the housing challenge working out there in your fair city?
Well, Yeah, so we're making progress. We 2 weeks ago, our planning commission approved. We have another housing opportunity that's coming to us just next to Bowen Estates, which, as you know, Bowen Estates took off last year with phase one. We're rolling out engineering for phase two in hopes of, that's going to fill. And that's what we want. That's what we were just talking about with the need of housing. Every community outgrows itself. That's the goal, right? You don't want Delphi. We don't want to be a very large city, but we want to be within our means. So we're excited to announce that we have another little housing plan coming. It's called Oracle Acres. It's going to be condominiums. The goal is to keep our younger youth here, right? If they graduate from college and come back to Delphi, it's a condominium style house that's in the $200,000 to $300,000 range, compared to the $400,000 to $500,000 that you see out there today. So it goes both ways. If people retire, they want a smaller home, they have this option. So it's just a different housing option for Delphi and for Carroll County. So we're excited about that, and we have to continue to grow, but we want to grow in the right the right means, I suppose. We don't want to outgrow ourselves because we go back to the world of infrastructure, which we're every day dialing into what we need to do to make sure that we're maintaining our infrastructure. If you bring housing, you got to have an area to take your wastewater and supply water. So there's a big formula to it. It's a lot. It's a lot of meetings. There's a lot of work put into it. But we're excited. It's not just Delphi. It's Carroll County. It's Frankfort. It's Clinton County. It's a regional thing. Every community is looking for housing because not everybody wants to live in a big city. So we're trying to make within our means to make sure that we're providing the housing for our city.
And you really did hit on the magic word, infrastructure. That is such a big – that is probably the biggest challenge when you're looking at anything, whether it be bringing industry or commercial or retail or housing. You got to have the pipe in the ground. You got to have the and now fiber. You got to be able to meet the technology needs as well. And and that's a struggle for communities that that really don't have the wherewithal to be able to just go in and put all new pipe in and maybe have repaired things over the years and try to get by and skate by. But as things are growing, I mean, we've seen this in Lafayette and West Lafayette. You know, you think about 20 years ago, 30 years ago, they did not have the infrastructure for the growth that they and they had to, you know, they had to really change and pivot quick.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, the State Road 28 corridor that connects I-65, years ago I worked for NDOT, and that was when they first started to run infrastructure out to the interstate. I go, you know, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Well, now it's full collar now. It's full scale. They got a roundabout out there. They're slowly growing. So it's kind of like the movie Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. And that's cannot do anything without infrastructure. It's not cheap. It's a big part of the budget. Thankfully, the state has had ready grant opportunities that's helped every city in the state of Indiana grow. But you have to do it responsibly, right? We have obviously we have budget challenges like most cities, and we want to make sure that we're putting things where they're needed and growing at the right pace. So, yeah, there's nothing cheap in the world of infrastructure.
And bringing up budget, you know, you got the SB1 scenario. How is that working out? How are you guys navigating all of that?
We are still diving into it every day. Obviously, the state just got done with their short session. I was down there. It seemed like every week, talking with senators, talking to our reps, talking to everyone that we needed, just taking a stance for our city, right? And the state has done a great job of hearing every mayor in the state. There's been a lot of changes, and, you know, I don't like to pay taxes either. Nobody likes to pay taxes. In my world, I know what the taxes go for, and that's to supply our city with what we need. So it's one of those where we're watching what we're spending, we're cutting things that need to be cut. I've spoken on this before of our wants versus our needs, and it's one of those where how do we make up for the funds that we're not going to be allocated to the city budget. So it's a challenge. It's an everyday challenge, but I think we're doing a great job, and we'll battle through it and continue down the road with being frugal with tax dollars.
Yeah, and I certainly agree with you that no one wants to pay more taxes than they should. But when you look at Indiana, we sit in the middle of the pack. It's not like we are We are the most taxed. I mean, the last time I looked, I think we were 22 in the ranking of 50 states. We were the 22, highest tax. I mean, we're pretty much in the middle of the pack, and so I think sometimes that communication that gets put forth, whether it be in social media or whatever the case may be, is that, you know, the taxes are crazy. Not saying that they can't be in certain areas of the state, for sure, but across the board, when you're thinking about Indiana, really it's not horribly bad. And I mean, I can think of a lot worse places to live and paying a lot more in taxes.
Sure. Yeah, and again, it's one of those where I sit in a seat that sees where the tax dollars go every day. That's the most important job for me, is to make sure that the public knows why we're spending the tax dollars that they bring to us responsibly. And that's the goal of every city, right? So if you don't, then you'll know it pretty quick. But it's a double-edged sword. I pay taxes like the rest of the world, but I want to make sure that we're not only providing everything that we need for today, but we have to look 20 years down the road. We have to make sure that the kids that are walking our schools have a beautiful city once we're all to a point where we retire, right? Because yeah. I tell them, we've had a lot of kids up here the last couple of weeks. We've had high school kids, we've had elementary kids, and I've kind of explained that world of, you know, this is going to be your city one day. So it's our jobs to make sure that we're providing a beautiful city for when you guys inherit it. So it's a tricky world.
Yeah, I remember when I moved Delphi School Corporation won a national award for the architectural design of the new school. Back then, it was the new school and a river ran. The water ran through the building.
It still does. Yeah.
I know.
It still does.
I know, and I was so amazed by that. In fact, I had to go to the school. It was somewhere late '83 or '84. I had to go. Check out this river that ran through the school that I thought was so, and it was pretty cool. And because and they were talking about how water calms and water is good for the mental health and good for the environment, you know, for the learning environment. And you know, you guys were cutting edge there. So I hats off to you there. When you think Delphi too, you know, we think about the Bacon Festival and you know, spring and summer, you got a lot of stuff coming up. Let's talk a little bit about festivals. What do you see for this year when it comes to the calendar of festivals, our festival calendar?
So we've kicked off our meetings for Bacon Fest. Again, those meetings, they don't ever stop. They essentially, right after the day after a Bacon Fest, we're already going at it for the next year. And our chamber does a wonderful job. There's a lot of logistics to hold an event that's the possibility of 10,000 people, right? So the meetings have started. That is on schedule for this summer once again, and just kind of kicking things around right now. There's a lot to it. I don't think that at this point they have the bands, but of course we got Old Settlers. We love that festival for our kids. We got the market days downtown. So all those festivals include a lot of behind-the-scenes meetings, a lot of volunteers. That's the key word that I tell people. We can't have these unless we have help. So we want the community to buy into what we're trying to do and volunteer. So the same festivals we've had in the past, and of course our Main Street's adding, they having the Easter egg hunt up on the Courthouse Square again in April. All the little things that they do that bring so many people, it just makes it's almost like a Hallmark movie. It's neat to see. And of course we had the monument lighting this year. They did the trunk or treat. All those little festivals, there's a lot to it, and we have a wonderful group that puts their heart into it, and it shows, right? We have a big crowd, and when the kids are smiling and the businesses are booming, that means that those groups are doing their jobs right, and they do a wonderful job.
Yeah, it's always a fun time, a great time, and it smells great. You know, the Bacon Fest, you can't beat the smell. It's like the hot dog festival, all the food. You know, you just kind of walk around and gain 3 pounds, you know.
So. You got to make sure that you prepare, right? The day or two before, you got to lay off a little bit because you know that during that day, you're going to eat a lot more than you normally do.
Very true. Very true, especially carbs. Well, Mayor, in our couple of minutes we got left, hey, I'm going to do a role play here. You've got about a minute, 2 minutes What's your elevator speech when you see somebody for the first time that doesn't have any clue where Delphi is even at, maybe even Indiana, maybe it's an international person you're talking to? What's your best elevator pitch for people to come and visit Delphi?
Our history. Our history and our community. We, you know, unfortunately, we are on the map for a situation that no community ever wants to do, but we want people to come visit Delphi and come see our history, right? Come see our wonderful downtown, all the things that we can offer with the canal, just the beauty of a small community. That's the part I love the most about this job, is we are a small community that if you walk our sidewalks, people are going to say hi to you, and that's how we draw people here. We welcome people here. We love everything about our community. We love putting it out that we love our neighbors. Clinton County, we love the fact that you guys let us get on here and brag about our city. So, yeah, there's so much to talk about when I bring up, hey, come see Delphi. We go to mayor's meetings every month, and where do you start, right? We got the Opera House. We got the canal. We got it's a neat landscape. But more importantly, we have a neat community it's a community that brings people together, and we love having visitors.
Awesome. Well, it's a great place to eat for sure. We go up there from time to time and enjoy all of the culinary opportunities. So how do people get a hold if they want to know more information about Delphi? How do they get a hold of you? What's some of your social media sites?
Yeah, so we have our Delphi Main Street that does a wonderful job of putting every event that we do on their Facebook page, the City of Delphi website. We have a City of Delphi Facebook page. The Carroll County Chamber of Commerce puts a lot of our events and everything about the city and county online on Facebook. So we're out there, and we're happy to, if people got questions about, hey, can I do this on this date? By all means, call the city building. We'll be happy to steer them the right direction to make sure they're here at the right times. And again, we love having visitors and love showing off our city. So we're happy to take calls or emails, but our Delphi Main Street Director, Julia Leahy, she does a wonderful job of collaborating all those efforts and making sure that people do show up and enjoy our city.
And Julia's a great, great gal, and we appreciate her son being over here as an audiologist. So always great. All right, brother. Well, have a great day. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay safe in any of these maybe impending storms and throughout the spring and summer crazy weather. But we hope to see you on the streets of Delphi sometime soon.
Yes, absolutely. Come see us, and I look forward to coming over to Frankfort again this summer. And, yeah, hopefully tacos today and not tornadoes, right?
Amen. Amen, brother. All right. You have a great one. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right. You as well. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Cameron Yates, the mayor of Delphi. We always appreciate him joining us. We do have an advisory to mention, just like the mayor is talking about things with the city of Delphi. There is a county highway, County Road 0 EW east west is closed between County Road 530 south and 650 south for a couple of hours. So just avoid that area. That's from Central Dispatch. That's the County Road 0 east west closed between County Road 530 south and 650 south for a couple of hours. So just make sure you make note of that. Well, listen, be safe. It is Tuesday, March 10th. It is preparedness, storm preparedness week. Be prepared. Be ready to rock and roll in any situation that may come your way. And we appreciate you joining us today. Good Lord willing, I'll be back with you on Thursday. Until then, stay safe and be courageous.